And I'm joined right from the top by a fine co-devil for, you know, like a half an hour or so. He is Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, lefty legend, man. You are a legend, Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, Crit, how you doing? Hey, so it's good to be with you. Hello, everybody in Madison and surrounding area. I have this big question, though. This is not the first time I heard that. I just heard this ad for Magic Wash, right?
Yeah.
Where you can get your car, your clothes, and your dog wash all at the same. I mean, does that mean you have to have a convertible?
Oh, what a deal. No, they've got separate compartments, Bill. You know?
No, I'm picturing all this happening at one time, right? And I figured the only way it could be is, you know, you take to put the top down, put the dog in the back seat and the clothes in the front seat. And
we had a similar, there is a place where I went to college, Broadway Joe's, and UW La Crosse, congratulations. They just made the football playoffs. But a place you could go and do your laundry, and they'd sell you nickel beers. Could possibly go wrong? Let's just say I forgot my laundry once or twice, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, in a college town, what could possibly go wrong with nickel beers, huh?
Well, what could go? They were progressive. They got more during the night, but I'd like to get there early. Bill, let's talk some politics. Let's talk about some of the newest news, and we got the Rittenhouse trial going on here in the state of Wisconsin. They are still in the midst of closing statements. But Bill, I got to ask you, have you caught any of the legal festivities in the Rittenhouse? And what's your impression, Ben?
My impression is, look, I do believe in our system of justice, but I can't believe this guy is even getting a fair trial. I mean, I'm not sure, by the way, I'm not sure the prosecution is getting a fair trial. So I guess my impressions are manifold. Number one, that the judge is senile, crazy, and should have been thrown off the bench years ago.
That's your impression, Bill?
That's my impression of him, of the judge, right?
I understand. Two, he's consistently like that, though.
I've heard that. I've read that, right. But I'm just saying he's a nut. He's a nutcase. And I worry about that. To me, it is so evident that this guy, number one, had no business being in Wisconsin. He came there with the intent to do bad stuff with a gun that he had, and he killed two people and injured a third, wounded, and injured a third guy, right? Guilty as sin. And the argument that he did this in self-defense, I just find unfathomable. And yet, I'm afraid this jury may buy it. And
well, that claim of self-defense in Wisconsin means a little bit more. It raises the burden of the proof that the prosecutors have to bring in trial.
Right. I'm worried about it. I'm worried that, I lived through the OJ trial, right, in L.A. I was on talk radio at the time and watched the city burn down. And I don't want to see any violence. I don't want to see any looting or anything if the verdict goes the wrong way. But I think if he gets off, it sends a horrible, horrible message across this country that the vigilantes rule, right, and the racists rule. And they've gotten away with a lot, and they'll get away with a lot more.
Bill Press, my fine co-devil for a while. Bill, also the Ahmaud Arbery trial, or at least the trial of those accused of murdering him. The defense losing their mind today because apparently Jesse Jackson is in the courthouse. And before it was Jesse, it was Al Sharpton. And this defense attorney is, how many black pastors are you entitled? You are somehow influencing the jury pool by simply having someone appear with the family. What's your thoughts on that, Bill?
It's funny. I just started to mention that as the other trial that's going on, where I'm afraid we could also see, a jury buy this BS that it's self-defense. We've all seen the video. This kid was out for a run. He was by himself. He was in a neighborhood. So what? It was an upclass white neighborhood. I mean, I thought in 2021, African Americans were allowed American citizens in neighborhoods.
Depends on where you live, Bill, but continue.
No, exactly. And the idea that these dudes, including the one guy that filmed it, right, that they were acting in self-defense, I mean, that just, it's impossible, I think, to prove. But it's an all, was it one African-American or an all-white jury?
I believe both juries are basically all white with one right. African-American represented on each jury, both the Rittenhouse and the murder of the Ahmaud Arbery. If I
right.
said his
so
name
right correctly. Away there, right away there, I think you have an abuse of justice. And then I got to tell you one thing. This defense attorney made no bones about it. He's an out and out racist saying, we don't want any black pastors in here. Oh, yeah. They could bring in all their evangelicals to pray for those three dudes. Right. Nobody would say anything. But if an African-American pastor walks in, then, you know, that's unfair. And that's going to influence the jury. Well, no, suck it up. But so I'm concerned about both trials, and I think both of them have come up with this insane defense. I'm just afraid it will work.
Bill Press, my fine coat devil. Bill, back to D.C. today, back to work, if you will, back to joining me on the Devil's Advocates. I appreciate it.
I love that title, coat devil.
Coat devil.
I've been called a devil before, but never a co-devil. So all I can say is I'm in good company here.
Well, certainly devilish company. Bill, Steve Bannon, charged with criminal contempt over the weekend or on Friday, I believe, yeah. Yeah. Surrendered, looking a lot like he just spent a few years in prison this morning. And he did a little live stream video promoting his podcast later in the day. And apparently he was released either on some cash bail or his own recognizance. But he's out, you know, free Steve Bannon. He's out. Sadly, my impression is he's going to benefit in some way, shape, or form from this arrest. The crimes alleged here, not overly serious. I mean, contempt of Congress, but the imprisonment term, the fine, not enough to really scare a Steve Bannon. He's already been charged and pardoned once. But let me ask you, what is your impression? Is this perhaps something that Steve Bannon wanted to happen? He wanted to get arrested.
You could make that argument. It's a felony. I don't think anybody wants that on their record. Look, Steve Bannon, there's no doubt about it. He is enjoying this moment. He's making the most of it. He's playing to his audience. He's playing to his audience of one, of course, Donald Trump, who immediately came out and said, nothing this bad has ever happened to any American ever in the history of the world, right? I mean, give me a freaking break, God. No, Steve Bannon is clearly guilty as sin. If you refuse to comply with a subpoena from Congress, it's a federal crime. I salute Merrick Garland for making the decision. I don't think it should have been taken 3 weeks to do it, but he finally did the right thing. And I believe that Steve Bannon is going to spend a year in jail, and then we'll see how his ass likes that. We'll see how cocky he is when he gets out after a year and losing all of that income or whatever, and maybe having, I think it's what, is a $30,000 fine, which is not that much. But
maybe $100K. He'll fundraise on that.
Oh, yeah. He's an evil man. He is an evil man. He knew what was going to come down on January 6th. He predicted it. He was part of it. He was part of the planning, maybe not part of the execution, and he gloried in it. And he, I'm sure, advised Donald Trump, don't say anything. Let these people do their thing. This is good for you. So first of all, I did a little dance when I saw Steve Bannon turn himself into this. And Friday when Merrick Garland made that announcement, I was up in New York and I got the word. But the other thing is, you know, that for Mark Meadows and that other gang, right, who have been subpoenaed, they better be thinking twice about rejecting it now, because there's no doubt that Merrick Garland's got the process down. They've done the homework, and the next one will be easy compared to Steve Bannon. It won't take 3 weeks to file criminal indictments against Mark Meadow.
Bill Press, pundit, podcaster, legend, Mike O'Devil for the, you know, like the half an hour. Bill, here's one thing that bothers me quite a bit, though. There's still an embedded special counsel from the Trump administration, this Durham guy, and he's out there making arrests in the, what, the Christopher Steele dossier. You lied to the FBI, and you lied to the FBI. And I saw that Adam Schiff came out over the weekend and said, well, I hope they're all pardoned, much like the former president pardoned, you know, Michael Flynn for lying to the FBI and others for lying to the FBI. What's your impression? This seems like a red herring, but they're getting a lot of mileage on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. You know, all of the Russian stuff, it's all been debunked because Durham found someone to arrest.
Yeah, I've been paid too much. I'll be honest with you. I am so over, you know, that whole period and so over Donald Trump. I mean, there's no doubt the Russians were involved in trying to influence the election. That they bragged about it. We know that. We know that happened. And I'm so, you know, sick of these people who are trying to pretend otherwise. Here's my real take on the Christopher Steele dossier. I was really looking forward to seeing the P tape, the golden P tape, and I don't think we're going to get to see it, Crute. And that's what's really sad about this. But when we come back, I know we got to take a break. We got to talk about the bill signing today. This is not getting enough attention.
The hard infrastructure bill.
This is big deal. This is a big deal. We should be talking about it.
It's Infrastructure Monday. We'll absolutely talk about it with our good friend, Bill Press. He's a pundit. He's a podcaster. He's a legend. He's our good friend. Come back more Devil's Advocates.
If I did a tenth of what she did, I would be in jail today.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I got to find Code Devil for a while longer. He is Bill Press. He is a podcaster. Find what's called Bill, the Bill Press Podcast.
Yes, Bill Press Pod. Bill Press Pod.
Oh,
by the way, quick plug tomorrow. We do Tuesday and Friday, right? Anywhere you listen to a podcast, Google, Apple, wherever, I'm there. Just Bill Press Pod. Tomorrow, big deal. Sarah Nelson, she's great. I love her. She's the president of the Flight Attendants Union.
Hmm.
I'll just say this. On tomorrow's podcast, she's going to break some big news tomorrow. So stay tuned.
I hope flight attendants haven't had to negotiate, you know, self-defense courses as part of their collective bargaining agreement. It's been tough on the flight attendants.
No, they have. In fact, they have. They've had to take self-defense classes because of these idiots, you know, who refuse to wear a mask on a plane. Maybe they get on the plane, then they take the mask off and they go after the flight attendant, you know. But in that enclosed space, not a lot of room to run, right?
No, sir. Bill, let's talk about the infrastructure, the hard infrastructure, the $1.2 trillion. It's Infrastructure Monday, something that the former never delivered. And I know he's out there railing about this current plan and, you know, vengefully going after any Republican that would support this deal. But it's kind of a BFD, Bill. Infrastructure, it's been a long time coming.
No. Look, it is a BFD. I'll tell you how big of an BFD. And by the way, for those who say, including a lot of our fellow Democrats, that Joe Biden can't get anything done, right? You know, he promised to work together, and BS to that, right? I mean, this is, pardon me, the biggest public investment since Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the interstate highway system in 1956, right? $1.2 trillion is going to touch every corner of America with new roads, new bridges, new highways, new tunnels, new water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, broadband in every corner of America, including those ruby red Trump rural districts, right? Thank you, Joe Biden. So it's a BFD. And the idea, this used to be, you know, like a no-brainer. Republicans and Democrats, they always voted for this stuff. Why? Because it's so popular in their districts. Guess what? It's still popular in their districts. But these idiots think it's more important not to upset Donald Trump, right, than to serve their constituents. But so you know what's going to happen? This money's going to go out there. Mitt Landrieu is going to make sure it's all well spent. There's going to be good stuff done. And then every one of those freaking Republicans is going to show up for the ribbon cutting or show up for the groundbreaking, even though they didn't vote for it. My rule is no vote, no groundbreaking. No vote, no ribbon cutting. I think you ought to put that in the bill.
Well, I hope a lot of hometown papers hold them accountable. That's Bill Press. The U.S. investing in infrastructure, about as rare as Halley's Comet sightings. The president signed that, my understanding, this afternoon, just within the hour since we've been on the air.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so now, you know, here's the way I look at it. That's the hard stuff, right? Right. Okay. Now you got to take care of the people who use the hard stuff, who drive on the roads, right? Who use the water treatment plants, who use the broadband. And that's the next bill, the Build Back Better bill, which hopefully the House is going to vote on this week. And that's got stuff in it, again, if combined, right? And let's say it's $2 trillion. That's more than LBJ and FDR combined in their first year were able to get done. And it's got, you know, child care. It's got Family and Medical Leave Act. You know, it's got universal pre-K. I mean, it's incredible what's in there to help working men and women, Republican and Democrat, rural and urban, benefit every corner of America touched by that. So you add those three up, and I'd say, yeah, Joe Biden gets some stuff done, and he's doing it in his own way.
When you look at the new polling, Joe Biden can use a victory, man. He is slumping in the polling. Low 40s, high 30s, depending on whose poll you believe. First and foremost, it's hard to believe he has descended polling-wise down into Trump territory, although he's still very popular with the Democrats, President Biden. But someone's got to go out there and sell this plan.
I was just going to make the same point.
Well, I'll let you address it then, Bill.
Well, I was just going to say, part of the problem with the polls, of course, is when you get to constant bad-mouthing from Trump and Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, there are too many people who believe it, right? I mean, the economy is really coming back strong, right? And yet they're out there bad-mouthing it and saying, but whatever. But that's not good. And the second thing is the Democrats aren't doing a good job of selling it. Let's just say so. Their message machine sucks, right? They should be out there. And by the way, Joe Biden's going up to New Hampshire tomorrow, and then he's going out, I think, maybe to Wisconsin.
I had not heard that Biden was coming here. I'll keep my eye on the press
releases. Going to the Midwest somewhere. So he's going to go on the road and sell this and say, look, this new bridge here, we're going to build it, and here's why, right? So they have to start doing that. They have to point out, you elected us to get rid of the chaos and to get things done. This is what Democrats ought to be saying, I believe. And we're getting things done. And here's what we're delivering. Meanwhile, the Republicans are sitting on their hands, kissing Donald Trump's ass and doing nothing. They're not coming up with an alternative plan for childcare. They're just against it.
Well, they're against vaccine mandates, Bill. Quickly, as we run out of time here, how much of that do you think is just trying to drag down Joe Biden's economy?
A lot of it. Sure. Look at Mitch McConnell, right? I mean, that their number one goal. I defy any of your listeners, and I've got to go, but they can tell you. Tell me anything the Republicans have actually introduced, proposed, and fought for in the last 8 years. Not a damn thing. It's just no, 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 no to whatever the Democrats propose. You know, so it's no longer the party of ideas. It's a religious cult. It's Donald Trump. And by the way, I think his fortunes are sinking as well. And we'll talk about that the next time I'm on.
Well, that'll either be before or after Thanksgiving. If I don't see you before, man, don't eat too much turkey. Thank you for coming around. Bill Press, he's a friend of ours. He's a legend in podcasting. The Bill Press Pod. It drops tomorrow morning. A big show. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Thanks, Chris. See you later.
I did what I came to do.